McDonald Baseball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken and Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and Wynn Family Dentistry. And now, with the Max Pregame Show, it's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Gannon Family Baseball Field, Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. This is McDonald Max Baseball on WOGO Sports and Max TV live video stream there. You can listen 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Watch and listen today via the McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org live stream. Val Knobloch running that. Sam Aberley, our producer, back at the WOGO studios in Halley. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Seth Smisky. It's your McDonald Max 3-4 on the season. 1-4 in the Western Cloverbelt Conference against the Bloomer Blackhawks, 5-2 in their 2024 campaign, 2-1, and in third place right now in conference play in the Western Cloverbelt. And Seth Smisky, there have been some ups and downs for this McDonald Max team, and as we'll hear from Coach Tim Riebenschneider coming up, it was probably the lowest of the low so far on Friday night, and just kind of a nasty night to go out and play baseball or softball as they were run rule 10-0 by Stanley Boyd. But sometimes you do need to kind of hit bottom, hit a floor so that you can bounce back up, and that's what they're looking for here today.
Yeah, for sure. That's what we're looking for is to bounce back up. Yeah, Friday, we just that's one that you just kind of like to forget. It was
and just flush it and move on.
Yeah,
in some ways.
Yeah. And it was a miserable night. It was so cold, and it was just they were playing some bad baseball, and yeah, just one you'd like to forget for sure.
Well, again, they get a chance here to battle back against a Bloomer team. And we've seen, again, the conference-leading Regis right now, 3-0 in the Western Cloverbelt. A lot of youngsters on that squad. McDonald has a lot of sophomores playing. We'll see another sophomore, Ryan Smisky, in the starting lineup here today. On the other side, this Bloomer lineup, all juniors and seniors other than one lone sophomore behind the dish. They've got a veteran lineup for Coach A.J. Gehrman, and they played McDonald tough twice last year, beating by 2 runs each time.
Yeah, and I wouldn't expect anything different today. They're a good program, and they're gonna give us all they got, that's for sure. But I think that we can play with anybody. It just depends upon which team shows up, you know.
And talking with Coach Riebenschneider before the game, too, I mean, one of the steps they want to take forward here is just kind of their approach at the plate, is what he was saying, and we'll hear more from him momentarily. But again, we've seen this team create runs. They had a nice split with Fall Creek the other day in a doubleheader, and again, we've seen some opportunities even against conference-leading Regis where there were opportunities, but then you give up some golden chances in that one to plate some runs, too, and you just couldn't do that against a Regis team last time out for the Max, and we're looking hopefully to see them capitalize on a lot of those plate opportunities today.
Yeah, we got to get our top of the order going a little bit more. I don't know what averages are, but I would say between the bottom and the top, it's probably pretty equal right now. And then there's just that one or two innings that just kill us, you know, in that game on Friday night in Stanley. I forget which inning what it was, whether it was a third or fourth. But we had 7 runs score with 2 outs, you know, because there was several errors. So it's just if we can just get away from that bad inning or two and play a solid game out there, I think we can be in these games.
Well, we're looking forward to this one here. We're going to step out and be back in 2 minutes. We'll chat with both head coaches, starting with A.J. Gehrman of the Bloomer Blackhawks. It's McDonald v. Bloomer baseball here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you. And as the skies have been clearing here in Chippewa, it's a great afternoon and evening for baseball. We're looking forward to it. Tell a friend to tune in to WOGO Sports. We're back in two.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Baseball Pregame here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com, live from Casper Park on a Tuesday afternoon and evening here in Chippewa Falls with head coach AJ Gehrman of the Bloomer Blackhawks. And coach, always a tough Western Clover Belt conference so far early on. What have you seen from your team? What have you seen from the conference?
I think a lot of the teams kind of battling inconsistency right now. A lot of youth with a lot of teams, and you know, I think just teams trying to find the consistency and getting consistent games in, and in their own team, avoiding some of the early season cold spring days of up and down baseball. So we're no different than that. We're trying to get a couple of our arms healthy and trying to play some more consistent baseball where the highs and the lows aren't at such extreme, and we kind of meet in the middle a little bit more.
Coach, we've seen some ups and downs from this McDonald team, your opponent here today. Again, you beat them by two runs twice last year. First time you're seeing them this year. What do you see in this year's team?
Well, I expect it to be a quality game. I mean, it's a quality program that, you know, the names, you know, change in the lineup and stuff with these teams. But McDonald's been a strong program for decades around here. So I have no doubt that they're going to come out on their home field and play a good baseball game. And I expect us to have to play well to beat them today.
And finally, Coach, what's the step you want your team to take today?
Well, hopefully once conditions allow us to play, once again, we need our pitchers to get out there and throw strikes. Hopefully a starter can get us a little depth in the game and play as clean a baseball as we can. You know, make the fundamental plays look fundamental and move the baseball around and have consistent contact and see if we can put enough runs on the board to get the job done.
All right, Coach, we're hoping for some blue skies coming our way and a great baseball game. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Head coach AJ Gehrman of Bloomer back after this with Coach Riemann Schneider of the Max. This is McDonald Baseball on WOGO.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Katie Ruff delivers. Swing and a miss. K stands for Katie. Three strikeouts in the first inning.
There's a ball to deep center field, and it's out of here. Shepherd, home run, a three-run shot for Lauren Shepherd. Shepherd continuing her hot hitting from Thursday, and the Cardinals now lead it 11-1.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Baseball Pregame live from Casper Park here in Chippewa Falls. Bloomer, the opponent, here with head coach Tim Riebenschneider of your McDonald Central Max. And coach, some up and downs this season, and probably more of a down on Friday night, a run ruled by Stanley Boyd. What do you learn from that game? Is that something you just got to throw out the window, or can you say, hey, guys, we're going to take this from it?
Well, I think the boys on the team kind of think that was rock bottom. We kind of hit the bottom, and we just didn't come to play well that night. But we all thought about it over the weekend. We got back together on Monday, and we had a phenomenal practice Monday. We worked on a lot of different things. We changed up how we practice, and the kids are all upbeat and excited. I'm excited to see what'll come out of tonight. I got a good feeling, but, you know, time will tell.
Coach, this Bloomer team, you played them twice last year, and I know you were part of the program last year, so saw those games, lost 3-1 and 5-3, but some pretty tight games with this Blackhawks team.
Absolutely. Bloomer's a tough program. They always have a good baseball program, and they'll play tough, and they play air-free. So if we can play air-free tonight and hit our pitches where we want, this should be a dogfight to the end.
And finally, Coach, what's the biggest thing if you're saying, hey, I want to take this step forward? If I could push a button and this would happen, what would you see today?
Just the kids' plate approach, you know, taking the right plate approach, cleaning up our errors. If we do those two things, I think we can compete with anyone. But that's what we're working on. They know that's what they're working on, and hopefully tonight we'll see an improvement on that.
Well, Coach, it's always good to be playing at home, and with some blue skies out there, we'll hope
absolutely.
They continue. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk to you afterward.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Caleb.
Head Coach Tim Riebenschneider here on McDonald Max Baseball Pregame on WOGO 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com, and live streaming today on Max TV.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents' Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to Max Pregame here on WOGO Radio and Max TV. 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you. Val Knobloch to our right, wanting the Max TV live stream. And back at the WOGO studios in Hallie, Sam Aberley at the controls, our producer. As McDonald faces Bloomer today in a Western Clover Belt Conference baseball battle, it's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, Seth Smisky. What's McDonald got to do here again? They've lost four of their past five, so trying to bounce back here. What do they need to do to get the victory on their home field?
We need to back up our pitcher today. Cooper's pitching. He's a solid pitcher, but he's not going to overpower you. There's going to be some balls in play, and we just got to play a good clean game. Just back him up and not make him throw more pitches than he has to.
We definitely saw that in the last game you and I did together against Regis, where, again, the pitch count really climbed up there for Carson Galvez. Cooper Mittermeier, again, had some moments where they both pitched really well, but, again, as the pitch count climbed and climbed, it was something where it became just too many opportunities for those hot Regis bats. And for a Bloomer team that just scored 20 runs the other night against Somerset, defeated them 20-1, we definitely don't want to be seeing a lot of opportunities for Blackhawks batters.
No, and it is, when I came up into the box here, it was a little windy, so we'll see how that affects the outfield here tonight. But I mean, it seems like every game we've played here so far this year, there's been a good win, so hopefully that doesn't cause us too many problems. But just got to tighten up on D, and I think we'll be just fine.
Well, we are looking forward to it again. Max Baseball coming up next. Those are your keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find our friend Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Starting lineups being introduced now for the Bloomer Blackhawks. Batting first, the center fielder number 10, Zeke Strand, a junior. Gabe Prince, the senior shortstop, batting second, wears number 16. Nolan Wazaki, the junior left fielder, wears number 2. Batting fourth, Colin Crane, the junior pitcher, number 21. In the 5 spot, Gabriel Hillman, a junior first baseman, wears number 8. Batting 6th, Thomas Stoffel, the senior second baseman, wears number 3. Number 22, Robbie Latz, the catcher, the lone sophomore in the starting lineup, bats in the 7th slot. Batting 8th, Braxton Johnson, the junior right fielder, number 13. And batting 9th today for Bloomer, Justin Zweifelhofer, the junior third baseman, number 11. And A.J. Gehrman is the head coach of this Bloomer Blackhawks squad. Now, on the other side for your McDonald Max, batting first and catching, sophomore Eli Stebb, number 2. For coach Tim Riemenschneider, Cooper Mittermeier on the bump today. The junior bats second and wears number 7. Cale Hone, number 16, the shortstop, bats in the 3 spot. The sophomore, Grant Smisky, hitting cleanup today. The junior third baseman, number 1. Batting 5th, Joe Liebrandt, the senior second baseman, number 16. Mason Bussey, the DH today. The sophomore, number 24, again in that 6th slot. Ryan Smisky gets the start at first base today. The 7th batting slot, sophomore, wears number 15. Alan Minen, the junior left fielder, batting 8th, wears number 8. And David Anderson, the speeder center fielder, the junior, wears number 17. And at second base will be, at right field today will be Carson Galvez, the sophomore. And again, depending on how things go, we've seen Carson pitch at times. Hopefully we're seeing Cooper Mittermeier go really deep into this game.
That would be nice. Our pitching has been, we've had some double, we had the double header, and then Friday we played another game right away. So we be nice if Cooper could be out there for a while and give the other guys a break.
Bloomer in the gray uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the black stripe along the sides of the pants, black numerals, and burnt orange lettering, black caps with the gray bills. McDonald resplendent in their yellow uniforms, the gray pants, the royal blue numerals, the white piping, and the blue letters across the front of the shirt. We're back in 2 minutes. First pitch on WOGO.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
It's time for baseball here on WOGO Sports and Max TV, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Watch and listen via the McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org live stream here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you. Val Knobloch on Max TV, Sam Aberle at the WOGO home base in Hallie, our producer and board operator. McDonald in the field first here on their home field at beautiful Casper Park, Gannon Family Baseball Field. And we had some rain and wind. The rain has left. We're starting to see some beautiful blue skies out there in center and left. Still a little wind to contend with, Seth Smisky, but I think we're finding out that's just Casper this year, at least in April.
Yeah, and at least they're not all wearing hooded sweatshirts like
in Stanley on Friday night.
Yes, that was miserable. So, and I even Thursday, I got a little cold. I wasn't prepared for it. I dressed for it, I thought, Friday, and I was still cold. So
I brought the hot hands and everything, and it still wasn't enough in the booth. So
yeah, that's right. You were over there with the girls, weren't you?
Zeke Strand leads off for Bloomer. Cooper Mittermeier, the junior, on the hill for Coach Tim Riemenschneider. And the McDonald Max. Firing home, inside, ball one. Time of the first pitch, 5:02. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. McDonald and Bloomer, the Max 3-4 on the season. Bloomer 5-2, Max 1-4 right now at the bottom of the conference, with Thorpe not able to field a team the rest of the season. A swing and a foul straight back, tipped straight back from Strand, 1-1 the count. And Bloomer is 2-1. Everybody trailing 3-0 Regis right now. And again, still early on in the conference standings. But the Ramblers playing some good baseball, as we saw not too long ago.
Yeah, they got a really, really good young team.
Strand stands in. Mittermeier comes home with a 1-1 pitch. And that one misses inside. Two balls, one strike. First at bat of this game here on WOGO. Strand again stands in from the right side. Mittermeier comes home, driven along the third baseline. Glove there, the throw all the way across the diamond. A long lean ahead, almost doing the splits, is Ryan Smisky from Grant Smisky. And Grant had to put a lot of mustard on that one.
Yeah, Grant's playing pretty deep over there. And, it was a long throw. And Ryan, I don't know how tall Ryan is. He's got to be in that 6'2", 6'3", but he used every inch of
every
his body
bit of it.
To pick that ball. But, no, good job. And, you know, just coming in here, getting his first start, that was a good play to get the jitters out, I think.
5-3 on the put out there. That brings up Gabe Prince, the senior shortstop, showing bat, and he will miss it. As Mittermeier zips one by for a strike. Prince, the right-handed batter, number 16, the shortstop. Eli Stepp behind the dish, the other end of this battery with junior Cooper Mittermeier. Prince stands back in. One out, no one on. Little pop-up, that's going to bloop over the head of Smisky and fall fair. And there's a leadoff, a second batter single for Gabe Prince.
Yeah, those we've had several of those, you know, where they're just falling into no man's land, and we got three guys running towards it, and we haven't been great on those as far as communication, so hopefully tonight that gets a little better.
That was going to be a tough play, really, for anyone.
Yeah,
Carson
no,
Galvez out there and
that.
That was just, again, I don't know if you call it a nice piece of hitting or the wind or just kind of the bounce of the bat and ball, but that brings up Nolan Masaki, the junior left fielder. He is number 12. Again, these light gray jerseys for the Blackhawks. Number 2. Eli Stepp comes out of his crouch on pitch one pretty quickly here just to hold Prince at first. Missed for a ball. 1-0 the count. One out, one on for the Blackhawks. Again, they put up 20 runs against Somerset the other night. Won that one by 19. Strand to go, testing the arm of Eli Stepp. Throw in time, but it bounces away from Cale Holm, who is covering second. Looked to be an on-target throw, but the steal for Bloomer.
Yep, just a little bit. He got a good jump.
So Prince showing off the speed there, the senior. Now 1-1 the count. Runner in scoring position for the Blackhawks as Wasaki stands back in from the left side. The longer hair. Peeking out from underneath that batting helmet.
Yeah, I'm kind of jealous of that hair, Caleb.
Yeah, I'm not sure that mine could ever grow that long
well,
again.
I'm lucky. I think if I could grow hair, I'd have something like that going.
There you go.
I don't know if my wife would be okay with it, but I'd try.
We could ask her over the air to put on the pressure and see, but then growing it is the other problem.
Yes.
That one missed inside, so 2-1 the count. Again, Prince over there taking a big lead off of second. Cooper Mittermeier, the junior. The 2-1 count. Whistles one in for a strike, 2-2. And leadoff batter Strand was retired on the 5-3 putout from Smisky to Smisky. Prince a blooper into shallow right field to get on, stole second, and that's where we sit right now with Nolan Masaki facing a 2-2 count. Mittermeier looked back at Gabe Prince at second. There's a grounder right along the first baseline that skips over the bag, and that's a fair ball that's going to send a runner in to score. Just barely fair, but Wasaki, an RBI single. And
yeah,
Prince comes around to make it 1-0 Bloomer.
Just number 21, real hard hit, you know, and it was about 6 inches off the line as it crossed first base, and Ryan, it was a hard hit ball. He really didn't have a chance at that.
That'll bring up big Colin Crane, the junior. Know him from basketball, of course, number 21. Pitching today, apparently working through a bit of a shoulder issue from what we've heard. Runner at first, one in. One out. Cooper Mittermeier comes home, skips one in the dirt. Eli Stepp able to slide over and grab that one. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass. Bloomer leads 1-0 here, top of the first at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Crane the junior as Wasaki takes his lead off of first. Mittermeier, the 1-0 pitch. That one is popped up very high and sending Galvez all the way over into the fence, and he took a pretty hard lick from that fence.
He did. Good job for Carson. Just stick with it.
Going after it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a little unnerving as you're running towards that fence, but
all
he hung in
there. Galvez looks to be all right as he'll jog back out to right field. So one ball, one strike, one out, and one on, and one in as well. Crane, the junior, facing Cooper Mittermeier, fellow junior on the hill. Big swing and a miss.
Nice pitch by Cooper.
Mittermeier blew that one by him. Crane now 1-2 the count. Nolan Wasaki is at first base. Leadoff batter Zeke Strand was retired. Gabe Prince, base hit, a steal, then came around to score on the RBI single from Wasaki. Mittermeier, the 1-2 pitch. That one missed low. 2-2 the count on Colin Crane. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Two balls, two strikes. Mittermeier comes home and calls strike three. Punch him out.
That was a good call by the ump there. It looked a little inside, but great pitch.
It's a good call. Absolutely. So two retired now, one in for Bloomer. That brings up Gabriel Hillman, another junior, three juniors in a row in the 3, 4, and 5 slots. He's the first baseman, number 8. Also bats from the left. Mittermeier comes home and quickly getting a piece of that one and sending it foul along the third base line is Gabriel Hillman. Love our vantage point here at Casper Park. Beautiful press box, but we both have to kind of lean to see anything yes. that's hit along that third base line. We're in the top of the first here in Chippewa. 1-0 Bloomer. One on, two out for Gabriel Hillman, the junior, and Cooper Mittermeier on the hill for McDonald. Mittermeier comes home for a strike. Looks like he got some good movement on that pitch. Again, if that small chip in your windshield has turned into a big crack, call White City Glass today, serving all of western Wisconsin, or better yet, get to it before it turns into a big crack. Call the same place, White City Glass. Mittermeier head 0-2, comes home with the pitch, couldn't quite catch the outside corner. Was hoping Hillman would chase that one. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Some gorgeous sunshine here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you. Val Knobloch running the Max TV live stream. Runner goes, hit right towards second and over the bag. And that's going to mark him safe at first and second as Hillman with a single and will advance Nolan Wazaki to second.
Yeah, right up the middle, right across second base. Wasn't anybody going to make a play on that?
Thomas Stoffel, the senior second baseman, number 3, batting 6th, is up here in the top of the first. Again, Bloomer has one run in. 20 pitches thrown already for Cooper Mittermeier. Stoffel bats from the right. Mittermeier comes home with the pitch, swing and a miss. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I and Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. That's Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls. 0-1 the count, two away, runners at first and second. Bloomer leads 1-0. Mittermeier, the pitch, that one missed outside, and that's going to send Eli Stepp scurrying to the backstop and will advance the runners to second and third. Again, two away, but a little danger zone here for McDonald in the top of the first.
Yeah, this makes things just a little bit more interesting. It was a little outside. Eli just couldn't quite get it, so it got behind him.
Runners at second and third, two away. Bloomer has one run in. Thomas Stoffel, the right-handed senior, facing Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier, the pitch, check, swing. No, he went. There's a strike. 1-2 the count. Quality Propane and Fuels is Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier, has been since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. The 1-2 pitch. Grounder right back to Mittermeier. Easy throw to first at Smisky and retires the sixth batter of the inning with just one run in. And after half an inning complete here in Chippewa Falls, your score, the Bloomer Blackhawks 1, your McDonald Max 0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Katie Ruff delivers. Swing and a miss. Go. K stands for Katie. Three strikeouts in the first inning.
There's a ball to deep center field, and it's out of here. Home run, a three-run shot for Lauren Shepard. Shepard continuing her hot hitting from Thursday, and the Cardinals now lead it 11-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Great afternoon for baseball here in Chippewa Falls. Gannon Family Baseball Field, Casper Park. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you on WOGO Sports. Bottom of inning number one, McDonald against Bloomer here in Western Cloverbelt Conference Varsity Baseball. Bloomer with one in, but leaves a couple runners stranded, and that was a big out at the end of the inning. The grounder right back to the mound, and Cooper Mittermeier, Seth Smisky, because again, two outs there, but a single plates two more, and if you're looking at a 3-0 deficit instead of 1-0 with Colin Crane on the mound here for Bloomer, that makes a big difference in the complexion of this game.
Oh, for sure. That was that was a huge out, and good inning by Cooper.
Yeah.
Just good solid pitches. You know, they got a couple hits, but there's not much we're going to do about them. So, but no, good job by Cooper, and just keep her going.
Threw 24 pitches in that first inning. Colin Crane, again, the big right-handed junior out there on the hill for Coach A.J. Gehrman and the Blackhawks. As we were mentioning, Quality Propane and Fuels, you can stop by their office in Chippewa Falls. So call 723-9490 or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Again, in those beautiful yellow jerseys with the royal blue numerals, royal blue max lettering, the white piping, and the gray pants today. McDonald comes to bat with Eli Stepp, the sophomore catcher number two. Leading off, he'll take a strike and pitch one.
He's calling a low strike today. So.
I was going to say that. Seemed a bit below the knees, but just got to adjust to it.
Yep.
Crane again, the big righty. I believe he's 6'3 or 6'4, if I remember correctly, from the basketball season.
Yes, he's definitely a good size fella out there.
1-1 the count.
Got the old arm sleeve for a little intimidation factor.
Indeed. I was going to say, it makes him seem bigger somehow. Yeah. A step shrugs away from this pitch as it was fired inside. And Crane certainly not afraid to work the inner edges of the plate here. Missed that one. Two balls and one strike for Stepp, the leadoff batter for Coach Tim Riemenschneider. Stepp takes his strike right down the heart of the plate there, 2-2. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Two balls, two strikes. Stepp stands in. Big cut. And down on strikes, Eli Stepp. Brings up Cooper Mittermeier, the junior pitcher number seven. Looking to help his own cause here. And H&R Electric, give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. I like Cooper's walk-up music here. Got some Lion King. First pitch fouled straight back and over the backstop and near that metal-roofed concession building.
Boy, that thing takes a lot of balls.
That was just, again, honestly, whoever put that in should have their logo on there. And I think a lot of homeowners would be convinced.
Yes.
0-1 the count. One away for Cooper Mittermeier, the junior pitcher. Bats from the right. Crane comes home with a pitch. That one missed. No. They gave it to him.
Yeah, I got him.
0-2.
Came back with some off speed, and it was really, there's quite a difference between his fastball and his changeup as far as velocity goes.
Crane, the 0-2 pitch, and Mittermeier gets a nice piece of that one, sends it out to shallow right, and making the catch drifting over is Braxton Johnson, the junior. So Mittermeier, some good contact, but
number 16,
fairly routine play there for the right fielder, Johnson, and that'll bring up Cale Holm, the sophomore.
Yeah, just got under just a little bit. He hit it pretty solid, but they were able to make a play on it.
Cale Holm, the shortstop, number 16, batting third, facing again the big right-hander, Colin Crane. First pitch, in for a strike. When you are looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives you great advice that you can trust. Crane the pitch, another called strike. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Crane has been firing strikes here in the opening inning for Bloomer. 0-2 the count with two away, none on for McDonald. Cale Holm calls for time. And see everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Cale stands back in, the sophomore, batting right against the righty Colin Crane, comes home with a pitch and fighting that one off back behind the backstop. That had some pretty good heat on it.
It did. Those first two seemed like they were change-ups, and now he came back with the fastball.
Well, Cale Holm not afraid of big moments here. McDonald down 1-0. Down to their final strike, skips in the dirt and through the five hole of Robbie Latz, the sophomore catcher. One ball and two strikes as Grant Smiski helpfully goes to retrieve that one and give it back to the umpire. One ball, two strikes, two out and none on for McDonald. 12 pitches thrown here for Colin Crane, the junior. Most of them strikes. Swing and a miss, and down on strikes, Cale Holm, the second strikeout victim for Colin Crane in the opening inning. And McDonald goes down in sequence 1-2-3. After one complete, your score, Bloomer 1, McDonald 0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
We enter the second here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. McDonald facing the 7, 8, and 9 hitters for the Bloomer Blackhawks, who lead 1-0.
Leading off the top of the second for the Blackhawks, it's number 22.
The RBI from Nolan Wazaki. Robbie Latz, the sophomore catcher, lone sophomore in the starting lineup for Coach A.J. Gehrman. Catcher number 22 will bat from the right to lead off this inning against Cooper Mittermeier, who threw 24 pitches in that top of the first, but got out of a nice jam with runners on second and third and two outs. Eli Stepp, a high reach with that left hand to glove the opening pitch, misses high. Well, Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Mittermeier draws a swinging strike. One ball, one strike against Robbie Latz.
Yeah, he's definitely calling a low pitch, so if you can keep him down there across the plate, that's where I'd keep going.
Mittermeier, the 1-1. That one in for a strike as well.
Another nice pitch by Cooper. Come right back at him.
Would love to work quickly through this inning if possible. Again, we talked about pitch count, just trying to keep things down. It's a tough top of the lineup in particular for Bloomer, but a veteran lineup up and down. Fouled straight back. Staying alive, Robbie Latz, the sophomore. Again, all juniors and seniors other than Latz, the lone sophomore for the Blackhawks. Well, turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Grounder towards Smiski at third, and it bounces over his glove and for a base hit. It'll be a tough play, a long run there for Grant Smiski. And Robbie Latz able to battle back and get a board here for Bloomer.
Number 13, Braxton Johnson.
They'll bring up Braxton Johnson, the junior right fielder. Number 13 also bats from the right.
Yeah, it was a long play by Grant, but it looked like he was there. I think he could have made it.
Now we're seeing the wind picking up a bit here as the jerseys flapping like flags in the breeze. Opening pitch misses inside for Cooper Mittermeier against Braxton Johnson. Johnson, the junior right fielder. The high stands. Big lead for Latz off first. Hard line drive over the head of Cale Holm at short. That's going to advance the runner to second, and Braxton Johnson aboard with a base hit as Latz now stands at second. And Bloomer in business with no one out here in the top of the second. And Justin Zwiefelhofer, the ninth batter, the junior third baseman, coming to the plate for the first time.
A nice hit, just about 2-3 feet over Cale's head. Just dropped right in.
Zwiefelhofer, junior third baseman, also right-handed batter with runners at second and third. And Bloomer looks like they might want to even try and move these runners aggressively on the base paths. No one out, though, and runners at first and second. Cooper Mittermeier got the start here for Coach Tim Riemenschneider. Has thrown 32 pitches so far. No one out in the top of the second. Showing bunt, but taking a strike is Justin Zwiefelhofer. When the lineup turns over, Zeke Strand comes up. He's on deck now. The junior had a ground out to open the game. Hit it to third over to Grant Smiski. One ball, one strike. The pitch showing bunt again and again in for a strike. Cooper Mittermeier. One ball, two strikes against Justin Zwiefelhofer.
Yeah, he really reached for that one out there, that last pitch.
And no one out. Runners at first and second. Zwiefelhofer, the nine slot batter, again showing bunt. As Ryan Smiski comes up, pulling it back and tipped. They're going to say it hit him.
Yeah, hit the batter.
Number 10, Zeke Strand.
Yeah, you had him in a good count, so that's unfortunate.
Bases loaded with no one out and bringing up the top of the lineup for Bloomer. And that's Zeke Strand, the junior. Mittermeier with him loaded up. Comes home with the pitch, fires it in high. Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977, 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the max. Mittermeier, the 1-0 pitch. Found the inside edge of the plate there, 1-1. And Zeke Strand, again, runners loading the bases here, top of the second. Bloomer leads 1-0 here on McDonald's home field. Mittermeier, the pitch. Grounder right back to Mittermeier. It squirts through his legs, and we might not see a play at any plate. Here's Cooper a little upset with himself there. It was sharply hit. But Latz is going to come in to score. And Zeke Strand is aboard with an RBI.
Yeah, hard hit ball. You know, that's tough. It's tough to make play on that. But, you know, it got behind him, and he had a little trouble locating it, so it took a little longer. Otherwise, I still think he could have made a play on it.
So now no one out and one in for Bloomer. Gabe Prince, who had the lone run before this inning for Bloomer. Single and a steal and a run scored in the top of the first. Now back up there. First pitch missed, 1-0. Bases still loaded here for the Blackhawks. Prince takes a strike. One ball, one strike. That was the 40th pitch for Cooper Mittermeier. It's 2-0 Bloomer here in the top of the second. Prince, the right-handed batter, watches one float in high. And Zeke Strand at first. Braxton Johnson at third. Justin Zwiefelhofer at second for the Blackhawks. Mittermeier, the 2-1 pitch, swinging strike.
Nice pitch. He had a little heat on that one.
And Mittermeier battling here, and he'd love to get the first out of the inning and try to get a little momentum here. Mittermeier, the 2-2 pitch, grounder right back to Cooper. It hit him in the throw to the plate for the force. And that took a hop off of Cooper Mittermeier, and he's probably rubbing the hammy a little bit there.
Knocked his glove right off, but he still kept his composure and grabbed it and got the ball to Eli at home. So
a nice play there. So Prince reaches on the fielder's choice, but no run scores. The lead runner is out as Braxton Johnson out at home. One away. Bases still loaded. Nolan Wazaki, an RBI single in the first, looking to do some more damage here, the lefty. They're loaded up for Bloomer. They lead 2-0 here in the top of the second. Wazaki, a grounder to Ryan Smiski, and it got by him. Another run in for the Blackhawks, and Nolan Wazaki 2-for-2. Another sharply hit ball.
Yeah, another sharp hit ball, but a play that could have been made. You know, that's kind of the way it's been going as of late, you know.
That makes it 3-0 Bloomer, and Colin Crane looking to help his cause. The junior pitcher struck out looking in the top of the first. 1 away, and they're still loaded for Bloomer. Mittermeier comes home, and watching a ball go by on the 45th pitch for Mittermeier's Colin Crane. Again, he's just a big kid.
He is. Big. His brother was a big dude, too. So, yeah, big kids in that family.
One ball, no strikes, one out. They're loaded for the Bloomer Blackhawks. Mittermeier comes home with a pitch. Swinging strike. I don't know if he got a piece of that. Either way, 1-1 our count here. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. He's Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. So get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying, 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000. The 1-1 pitch, Crane gets a hold of this one and sends it way back to center field and making the catch. Back there is David Anderson tagging up to score. The Blackhawks will send another one in. So a sack fly there for Colin Crane. And it's 4-0 Bloomer.
Number 8, Gabe Hillman.
He got just
Gabe Hillman.
I was a little nervous when that ball came off the bat. Bases loaded, but
Anderson was right near the warning track if there would be one here.
Yeah, didn't quite get enough of it, but he got enough of it to make me nervous.
So that brought in Zeke Strand, I believe. Now runners at the corners for Bloomer, and two away. The score 4-0 here, top of the second. Gabriel Hillman, another lefty in this lineup. Big cut.
He got a
fouled
piece
off. Otherwise, Bloomer was running, trying to execute a double steal there.
Yeah. We're lucky he got a piece of that. Otherwise, we'd have another run on the board.
0-1 the count, two away. This will be the 50th pitch for junior Cooper Mittermeier. Runners at first and third. Mittermeier comes home with the pitch. The throw to second on the steal, and it's knocked away. There was a little miscommunication there as Joe Liebrand stepping in front of Cale Holm. And a bit of a collision there between Holm and the base runner.
That is super unfortunate because that was a really good throw by Eli, and it looked like, I mean, he had plenty of time to catch that ball and put the tag on him.
Draymond Schneider is going to come out and look at Cale Holm as well. Again, it looked like just a rocket off the arm of Eli Stepp and seemed like it would be plenty of time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
To catch the runner. Again, that was the 50th pitch from Cooper Mittermeier. 5-0 our score. They're still checking on Cale Holm out near second. He's up to his knees now, and again, I don't know if it was the runner that hit him.
Yeah, I need some instant replay, but I'm not sure if it was that or if it come off his glove funny and hit his body or what, but.
Again, McDonald one out away from trying to get out of this inning, but Cale Holm still trying to shake this one off and now getting up into more of a crouch. Bloomer is just able to jump on with the bottom of their order here in this inning as Robbie Latz, the sophomore, the seven hitter, got down early in the count and fought his way back.
Yeah, we're kind of starting to have one of those innings that we were hoping to avoid with a couple of miscues piling up.
So Cale Holm back to his feet. It's a hand from the crowd here. Five-zero Bloomer is our score. 0-2 is the count right now on Gabriel Hillman, the junior, and had a single, was left stranded at second in that opening inning. Two away, 50 pitches thrown for Cooper Mittermeier. Runner at second. Hillman, the lefty, facing that 0-2 count. Mittermeier comes home with a pitch, missed wide. Mizaki's out there at second. He's got a pair of RBIs on a 2-for-2 afternoon. Gannon Family Baseball Field here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Mittermeier glance back to second. The 1-2 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Punch him out and Cooper Mittermeier. It's McDonald out of the inning. But some damage done by Bloomer as they plate four. We head to the bottom of the second. The Max looking to get the bats going. After 1.5, our score, Bloomer 5, McDonald 0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
McDonald Baseball and WOGO Sports. Check out our upcoming sports calendar for Chi High and McDonald Baseball and Softball this spring at WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Our first look at Chi High Baseball with Mark Halverson and Co. will be on Thursday evening. And then, weather permitting, the Lady Cardinals softball doubleheader on Friday. Grant Smiski to the plate for the first time today as the big ready Colin Crane sent McDonald down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Smiski, the cleanup hitter, the junior third baseman number one, bats from the right, and a one-hop to the catcher Robbie Latz on the first offering from Colin Crane.
Well, it doesn't take too long for the runs to kind of pile up. It didn't, you know, there was a couple plays that probably should have been made, and before you know it, there's five runs on the board. But we got to get her going here.
Smiski takes a strike, one ball, one strike, and again for McDonald, got to start with just getting somebody aboard here.
Yeah, for sure.
16th pitch for Smiski, and that's a swinging strike.
Yeah, his off-speed, there's a big difference between his fastball and his off-speed, and Grant just kind of whiffed on that.
Yeah, saw that grimace there, too.
Yep.
I think he was expecting fastball. Now skipping one in the dirt to Smiski is Colin Crane. And as we mentioned, 6'3", 6'4", he's got that big black arm sleeve, got the eye black on there. Just... Again, when you're that tall and standing up on the hill. Two balls and two strikes. Grant Smiski stands in, and Smiski drives one right past second for a base hit to start the inning the right way for McDonald.
There you go. Good. Got one on the base there. And that's the thing, you know, like, you know, if we can just get some balls and play and let them make a mistake or something, you know, that was a good clean hit, but... Just got to get some contact going here.
Joe Liebrandt will come up now, the senior second baseman, number six. Bats from the right. Big swing and a miss for Liebrandt on the opening pitch. Don't get sidelined by a lingering injury at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. None out, runner aboard, that's Grant Smiski. Liebrandt takes a high pitch. And one the counts.
That first pitch, he had some heat on that thing. Joe's a little bit behind it. But now he's seen it.
Liebrandt stands back in there with a 1-1 count. Just 20 pitches thrown so far for Colin Crane, the junior. And Liebrandt has to duck away from that one as it's high and inside. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Again, locations in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. New and Improved Clinic and Surgery Center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. Crane whistles one in high. Good patient at bat here for Joe Liebrandt. Three balls and a strike with Smiski aboard at first. Excuse me, 2-1 the count.
I thought it was 3.
I thought it. There we go.
Yeah,
all
there
right.
We go.
I'm not seeing things. The 3-1 pitch fouled back over the backstop and toward that green metal roof of the concession building again. Full count here for Joe Liebrandt, lone senior in this starting lineup for Tim Riemenschneider. Grant Smiski taking his lead off first. The 3-2 pitch, driven right to second. There's a force there. The throw to first in time, double play.
Jeez. Yeah, it was. He was the shortstop was playing like
I don't know, 5 feet off of second base, and it was hit right to him. So it was just a couple steps. He touched second, gunned it to first, and double play.
6-4-3 on the double play. And so just like that, Colin Crane in a lot better position after letting the leadoff man aboard. Mason Bussey, the sophomore DH, will get his first look at Crane. Check swing on the opening pitch. And it's 5-0 Bloomer here, top of the bottom of the second. Ryan Smiski on deck for McDonald, facing a power pitcher in Colin Crane. He's thrown 25 pitches so far. The 1-0, big cut. And a swing and a miss for Mason Bussey. 1-1 the count. Two away after the 6-4-3 double play. Smiski, the leadoff batter, got aboard with a nice single. A grounder over second. Colin Crane, the 1-1. This one is hit sharply foul and will drift over the fence out along the dugout side of the first baseline. 1-2 for Mason Bussey. That fluorescent orange bat holding in a high stance from right side of the plate. 1-2, swing and a miss. And Colin Crane again, a 1-2-3 inning here after the double play. So after two complete, our score, Bloomer 5, McDonald 0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you on 103.1 FM AM 680, live streaming and podcast, along with our WOGO sports schedule at WOGO.com. Sam Aberle, our producer and board operator, back at the WOGO studios in Halle, Val Knobloch, running the Max TV live stream. If you'd like to watch and listen to this afternoon's game, go to McDonald Area Catholic Schools. org, where we have it linked up under sports schedule at WOGO.com as well. McDonald trails 5-0 as we're in the top of the third, swinging strike induced by Cooper Mittermeier on the first pitch. That was his 53rd pitch of this game.
It's good to see Cooper coming right back out and throwing strikes.
Facing Thomas Stoffel, the second baseman. In the dirt and low. One ball, one strike. Stoffel, a ground out right back to Mittermeier. That ended the opening inning. Second baseman's a senior batting in the sixth slot. One and one for Cooper Mittermeier. Finds the target there. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember, and that's Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. So get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying, 715-720-4000. 720-4000 is Eli step on his belly there.
Yeah, good.
To stop
good
that one. 2-2. Thomas Stoffel steps out for a bit. Now back in from the right side of the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Mittermeier kicks and delivers. Missed low. It's full now for Cooper Mittermeier and Thomas Stoffel, junior against senior. Donnell again hoping to work quickly through the bottom of this Bloomer lineup. It didn't happen in the second inning. Trying to extend this game down 5-0. And Mittermeier walks the opening batter, Thomas Stoffel, aboard with a patient at bat. That'll bring up Robbie Latz.
Yeah, that's tough. These guys are, you know, they're just tough at bats.
I mean, again, you see there's a lot of juniors and seniors in this lineup.
And they're not they're swinging at good pitches, you know. So, gosh, yeah, Cooper has got his work cut out for him, that's for sure.
That was his 58th pitch of the game. First pitch, swing on that one and knocked a foul along the third baseline for Robbie Latz, the sophomore catcher. Again, all juniors and seniors other than Latz, and Latz showed his patience at the plate in that last at-bat. So he was down early in the count, 0-2, I believe, and came back, able to get a single and a run scored. Started off a four-run inning for Bloomer. Stoffel, big lead off first. In there for a strike. Cooper Mittermeier, he's quickly ahead 0-2 here on Robbie Latz. That's the right-handed batting catcher. Mittermeier comes home with the 0-2. Missed wide.
I got my youngest over at the Chippewa Field tonight. It's opening night for him, so my daughter's been texting me some updates. Seems like things are going okay.
Give a shout-out to that team if you want.
You know, I don't have my wife here to tell me which team he's on.
I know we had our first game for Chippewa Youth Baseball last night, and the Elks Lodge River Bandits.
Gotcha.
We fell to the Crystal Orthodontics Trash Pandas, 4-3.
Nice.
Shout out to my son Cooper. Got his first hit last night. A nice single out to shallow center. The 1-2 pitch. That's a chopper hit to Cale Holm. The throw to second. Relay not in time. But the first out of the inning for McDonald as Stoffel retired at second.
Number 13, Braxton Johnson.
And Latz reaches on the fielder's choice.
Good play by Cale, just taking his time and doing it right.
Braxton Johnson, the junior right fielder, number 13. Called out at home on the force, but singled last inning. Pitch in there for a strike from Cooper Mittermeier. Got a runner at first, but now one away. McDonald trailing 5-0. 64 pitches for the junior Cooper Mittermeier. Colin Crane has thrown just 28 in his first two innings of work, along with three strikeouts. Popped foul. Smisky runs over along the first baseline. That one's out of play. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Cooper Mittermeier again ahead in the count here. 0-2 with one away and a runner at first. The junior comes home with the pitch. That one is hit foul deep along the first baseline and gets away from Carson Galvez and Ryan Smisky.
And first
we'll do it again.
Yeah, when that ball went up in the air, it looked like we'd be able to make a play on it, but she did really slice hard to the right. So
the wind certainly helping that.
Yes.
Still some light blue skies out beyond the outfield trees. Thankfully not the rain we saw about an hour before game time. Grounder right back to first. Throw to second for one. The relay in time.
Got
double
him.
Play
nice.
For McDonald ends the inning. 6-4-3. Actually, no, I think it'd go 1-6-3 would be how we'd score that one as McDonald throws up their first scoreless inning of the game.
We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Bottom of the third here in Chippewa Falls, and Seth Smiski, great looking double play for the Max.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if that's our first one on the year, but I'm not sure, but I think it is. So, hey, that's a positive step right there. I'll take it.
And sparked by Cooper Mittermeier, who's fielded very well there in the one spot.
Yeah, he said that's his third ball that he's had hit right back at him. So, and he's gotten two out of three that, I don't know, standing on that mound, having a ball coming at you that fast, it's, you got to be on your toes, that's for sure.
And again, just kind of like we've seen in basketball, too, a heady player, Cooper Mittermeier. So, again, knowing where to go with the baseball. So, it's hit sharply right back to him, wheels, and throws it to Cale Holm covering second. Then Cale, again, just showing off the pop in his arm. Great relay to first to retire two. And, again, first shutout inning for McDonald this game as they're down 5-0, but trying to claw their way back.
Yeah, we could just get some guys on base here, and Ryan in the starting lineup now. Let's see what he can do here.
So Smiski, the sophomore first baseman, number 15, takes a big cut at the opening pitch from Colin Crane, and a strike there. Crane again has faced six batters in the first two innings, struck out half of them.
You know, and
Ryan, one hit.
Ryan and Bussey.
And Smiski will ground it to short, bobbled there, long run, long throw in time from Gabe Prince to Gabriel Hillman.
Number eight, Alan
Ryan and Mason, both big kids, and if they can get a hold of it, that ball's going to go some places, you know. But we just got to get there.
And sharply hit to Prince, who still had some time, even with a bit of a bobble, to make a good throw across the diamond to Hillman at first. So leadoff batter again, retired for McDonald. Smiski, the leadoff batter, got aboard, but a double play put him out at second. Alan Mining, the junior left fielder, his first time batting, wears number eight, bats in the eighth slot for Coach Tim Riemenschneider. In there for a strike for Colin Crane. 1-1 the count. Crane's thrown just 32 pitches. Cooper Mittermeier 67 so far. Grounder right past Crane. It's going to be a tough play there at short. The bobble and no throw for Gabe Prince, who's had a couple tough ones to deal with in a row at short. And that time, Alan Minan showing the speed to motor his way to first.
Yeah, good speed by Alan here to get there, and just a little bit of bobble, but Alan able to beat it out. So here we go.
David Anderson will try to turn the lineup over for McDonald. The speedy junior center fielder, number 17, bats from the right. Facing Colin Crane, he will pop this one up and back behind the plate, showing bunt. Robbie Latz got a little turned around, the catcher. Otherwise may have had a chance to make a play on that one. Now, again, normally you think that this is a sacrifice bunt, but with David Anderson's speed, if he lays it down well, could get aboard here. Is McDonald trying to manufacture some runs with Minan at first?
and one away here in the bottom of the third. Now a strike taken by David Anderson as maybe they've called off the bunt.
Yeah, David, I don't know what his percentage is for getting on base while bunting, but it's got to be probably between 60 and 70, I would say.
The 0-2 pitch, a swinging strike three in the fourth, punch out for Colin Crane, who has been as advertised.
Head back to catcher number two, Eli Stepp.
That brings up Eli Stepp with two away. Stepp, the leadoff hitter, struck out in the top of the first. So second straight inning, McDonald has got a base runner at least, is fouling it straight back into the fence, Eli Stepp, but they still have not advanced a runner past first base. 5-0 Bloomer here. Stepp with Alan Minen at junior. And Stepp has to duck away from this one. Pass ball as Minen's going to take seconds. A runner in scoring position for McDonald.
You know, and that's happened a couple times, but we haven't had anybody on base. So there you go. You know, you get somebody on base and things start to happen.
1-1 the count with two away and a runner now at second in scoring position. And Minen's going to take a nice lead off of second. Eli Stepp. That's one whistle by inside. 40th pitch of the outing coming up for Colin Crane, the junior right-hander for Bloomer. The Blackhawks lead 5-0 here, bottom of the third. Crane, a glance back at second. The 2-1 pitch, and that one is fouled up over toward the Bloomer dugout. And fly harmlessly over the roof of it. Two balls, two strikes, two out, and a runner on second. For McDonald and number two, Eli Stepp at the plate for his second at bat. Colin Crane and fighting that one off, fouling it out of play. It's Eli Stepp. And McDonald, of course, wants to get some runs on the board here, but trying to, again, get the pitch count up as quickly as you can for Colin Crane as well.
Yeah, just get Eli going here a little bit. It'll be really nice.
The 2-2 pitch. That one missed.
Ooh.
And not by much.
No. I was a little nervous there.
Well, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass. Count is full. Two outs, runner at second. The 3-2 pitch. That one misses. Take your base.
All right.
And McDonald with two aboard as Eli Stepp works that at bat
to the plate for the back,
for a walk.
Number seven, Cooper Mittermeier.
Brings up Cooper Mittermeier. He got a good piece of one in the opening inning, but flew out to right field. Sun has come out in full force here. Runners at first and second for McDonald, two away. Cooper Mittermeier swinging strike at the first pitch from Colin Crane.
Yeah, that fastball is, we're having a hard time catching up to it.
Crane, a glance back to second. The 0-1 pitch, Mittermeier, and it grounded along the third baseline. Long throw from Wazaki to first. Oh. In time. I thought the first baseman maybe came off the bag, but he did not. 6-3, or 5-3, excuse me, on the putout. And McDonald gets a couple aboard, but leaves him stranded after three completes. Your score, Bloomer 5, McDonald 0. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald Baseball on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you on what has turned out to be a very nice afternoon in Chippewa Falls at Casper Park. Three innings in the book, zeros on the scoreboard in the third for both McDonald and Bloomer, but the Blackhawks played at one in the first, four in the second. They lead 5-0 as we head to the top of the fourth here at Gannon Family Baseball Field. Western Clover Belt Conference game. McDonald 3-4 on the season, 1-4 in conference play. Bloomer 5-2 on the year, and 2-1 right now in third place in the Western Clover Belt Conference. McDonald has dropped four of their last five, trying to get back on track, and they're going to need to get the bats on track here, but something to build off that last inning with a couple runners aboard.
Yeah, some positive things happen, and let's hopefully we can get the bats going again and score, you know, next step, try to score some runs.
Justin Zwiefelhofer, who reached after being hit by a pitch in the second inning and later scored, the junior third baseman up for the second time in this game here in the fourth. Takes a pitch inside, 1-1. This will be the 70th pitch coming up for Cooper Mittermeier. Well, don't let that small chip in your windshield turn into a big crack and a big problem. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Mittermeier comes home with a pitch low and in the dirt. 2-1. And Mittermeier, the junior, battling his way through a tough veteran Bloomer Blackhawks lineup. The 2-1. Good swing and a miss there. Induced by Cooper Mittermeier.
Good pitch by Cooper. Like I say, this is just, it's just a veteran lineup, and they're just, they're tough outs.
Two balls, two strikes on Zwiefelhofer. Mittermeier, the pitch. Line drive towards second. The throw to first in time. Nice play there. Drifting over Joe Liebrand makes an on-target throw to Ryan Smisky. 4-3 on the putout, and leadoff man is retired for the Blackhawks.
That was a close play at the plate there. But, yeah, Joe just able to put enough on it to get the out there. So.
And, again, Cooper Mittermeier probably saying, why am I the target, the magnet for so many of these hits? Right back up the middle that time, a line drive instead of a grounder. But
yes.
Top of the lineup now, Zeke Strand. Strand will foul one back and out of play. He had a ground out in the first and the second, reached on an error, and later scored a run.
Zeke is definitely swinging for the fences here. He's a little disappointed. You could tell in his body reaction that he missed that last one.
In there for a strike, and wow. Cooper Mittermeier quickly ahead in the count. 0-2, and that was another one maybe taking advantage of that lower strike zone we're seeing today.
Yeah, lower, and he's got good location on that low inside pitch, and he's calling it. So
the 0-2 from Cooper Mittermeier. Looking for that call, a little too low that time, and in the dirt. Yep. 1-2 on the 75th pitch of the game for Mittermeier. McDonald trailing 5-0 here. We are in the top of the fourth. And Chi-Hi baseball and softball, last two evenings of this week. Big swing and a miss, and Cooper Mittermeier punch him out.
Got him with the changeup.
Send Zeke Strand down on strikes. Third strike out of the game for the junior Cooper Mittermeier. And now two away as Gabe Prince comes up. Single, a stolen base, and a score in the top of the first inning. Reached on a fielder's choice and later scored a run in the second. Opening pitch of this at bat, showing bunt.
and not able to pull it back in time, or maybe he did pull it back with an opening pitch strike.
Yep, I think it was just good pitch, good strike.
Two out, no one on. Cooper Mittermeier facing Gabe Prince Jr. against Senior. Prince, the shortstop, number six, bats from the right. Mittermeier quickly working here and draws a swinging strike, too. So again, Mittermeier working his way ahead in the count very early here with Nolan Wazaki on deck. And you don't want to let him up with anyone on base right now. He's two for two with a pair of runs batted in. The 0-2 pitch from Mittermeier. Swinging strike three. They go down in sequence here in the first.
Good inning.
The fourth, rather, is Cooper Mittermeier. A 1-2-3 inning with a pair of punch-outs. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Baseball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Well, McDonald settling in as they've pitched a couple shutout innings in a row here against Bloomer. They still trail 5-0, now trying to get the bats settled in as well. Last inning, we saw a couple base runners reach but stranded against Colin Crane, the right-handed junior, and we'll see what McDonald can do here with Cale Holm leading off in the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, that was a really big inning for Cooper's pitch count. Going into it, you're thinking, well, we're going to get one, maybe one and a half out of them here, and for sure, now, you know, we're going to get another inning if all goes well. So, yeah, great inning.
It looked really strong in that, inducing a ground out, then two strikeouts to end the inning and send Bloomer down 1-2-3. A dribbler right in front of the plate for Cale Holm. He's got a long run to beat this one out. There's going to be no play as Cale Holm sprints to first, and the leadoff man aboard for McDonald.
Just, we'll take it. It wasn't the perfect bunt, but not a bunt. So
it's kind of a little chopper that died right in front of the grass along the third baseline, about 10 feet from the plate. And Grant Smiski, who's one for one on the day, comes up for the second time here in the fourth with a man aboard, takes a pitch inside. Smiski singled in the second, called out at second as part of a double play. 5-0 Bloomer here, bottom of the fourth. Smiski rips one down the first base line, but hooking foul. The wind helped that. I'm not sure if it was going to drop anyway, but
it looked good off the bat, and then it really started to curve.
That would have been the perfect spot.
Absolutely.
Again, Cale Holm is on board at first. Joe Liebrandt on deck. Smiski the junior batting from the right. One ball, one strike. Crane comes home with a pitch, and that one one hops, and a good stop there by the catcher, Robbie Latz. Otherwise, Cale Holm was off and running.
Yeah, Cale was thinking about it. Probably the right choice to stay back on first.
Latz lost it for a moment, but unfortunately it died right underneath him. 2-1 the pitch. Popped foul along the first base line, and long run over for three Blackhawks players as that one drifts over beyond the fence. That time probably the wind aiding a little bit to make sure that one went out of play.
Yeah.
And a youngster jogging over to find that one. Two balls, two strikes on Grant Smisky, the junior, with none out and Cale Holm taking his lead off first. 50 pitches thrown by Colin Crane, the junior. The 2-2 pitch fouled straight back as Grant fights that one off. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. Two balls, two strikes. Colin Crane, the pitch. That one, again, hooking foul on the first baseline as we've seen Grant Smisky almost just trying to place it right there in shallow right, and
yeah, he's just got some spin on that ball, and it's just out of bounds.
And you see what could happen if it would just drop inside first baseline there and then keep on rolling. We'll do it again, 2-2 as the sun comes out. A dribbler along the third baseline. Long run over for Crane. He's going to throw to first and not in time as Smisky beats it out. Safe at first and second.
That's a good tough at bat right there. You know, I don't know how many pitches Colin had to throw. But
number six,
good tough at bat.
So Joe Liebrandt now. Grounded into a double play back in the second. Joe a chance here with a runner in scoring position. Runners at first and second, no one out. And McDonald will look to their senior to try to keep the momentum rolling here as they're down 5-0. But two base runners aboard for the second straight inning. Liebrandt a big cut at the first pitch. Down 0-1. And Crane definitely has the heat.
Yep.
Mason Bussey on deck. The junior Crane comes home with the 0-1 pitch. Good eye there from Joe Liebrandt. No. Again, it's that low strike zone.
Yep. Right.
Come on. And we've seen that called pretty consistently here. So 0-2. Runners at first and second, each taking their lead. Smisky and Holm. Crane a glance back to second. Comes home with the 0-2 pitch and struck out swinging Joe Liebrandt. And that'll bring up Mason Bussey. First out of the inning, so McDonald again still a chance here. And
Mason Bussey.
I think everybody would love to see what Mason Bussey and Ryan Smisky, who's on deck, could do of the pair of sophomores if they could get a hold of a Colin Crane pitch.
Sure. Especially with two guys on.
And as hard as Crane can throw, if they can turn one around. Runners at first and second, one away. Crane the pitch, Bussey takes one high.
Bussey struggled with the fastball last time, so I can't imagine he's going to do much different here.
Bussey standing in from the right. Crane comes home with a 1-0 pitch. Missed that one inside. 2-0. Mason Bussey ahead in the count. Grant Smisky at first, Cale Holm at second. One away here in the max fourth. Crane the pitch, big swing. Missing that one, Mason Bussey, 2-1.
That is a low strike, especially for a guy as tall as Mason to get down there.
6'5", unless he's grown since basketball season, which is possible.
You never know.
Two balls, one strike. One out, two on. Mason Bussey fouls one back for strike two. Gonna have to work this at bat against Colin Crane. He's up to 60 pitches now. McDonald defensively has put up two scoreless innings against this Blackhawks lineup that scored 20 runs against Somerset their last time out. The 2-2 pitch. High foul ball. Lats behind the plate, drifting over and dropped it right in front of his own dugout. So Mason Bussey will say thank you very much.
Yes.
We'll try it again. Tough play there for Lats. Maybe lost it in the sun a little bit.
That was a very sky high pop-up. Absolutely.
So Mason Bussey will take his time and walk back into the box here. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Runners at first and second for McDonald, trailing 5-0, trying to break something open here in this inning. Crane the 2-2, and that one sails over the catcher's head, will advance the runners to second and third. And McDonald in business here, and makes this at-bat even bigger for Mason Bussey.
Yeah. So,
big spot here for the sophomore.
Nice hit, bring home two runs. That
counts full at 3-2. First base is open for Colin Crane. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Kinda Mason Bussey goes down on strikes.
Yep.
So a couple straight strikeouts 15, after Ryan, the first two batters 16. Reached. And Colin Crane has struck out six and will now try and strand two batters for the second straight inning, or two base runners, rather, for the second straight inning for McDonald. Ryan Smitsky trying to have something to say about that. The sophomore first baseman in the starting lineup today takes an opening pitch strike. Grant Smitsky at second. Cale Holm has advanced to third. But two away here for McDonald. Smitsky could plate a couple and make this game a lot more interesting here with a knock. Big swing and a miss from Smitsky again. That speed.
Yeah, Ryan wasn't real close to that one.
Alan Minen, the junior, who reached on an error, got a steal last inning, is on deck for McDonald. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. They go down on strikes. Three punch outs in a row for Colin Crane as he does his job. And after four complete, our score remains Bloomer 5, McDonald 0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Sunshine filling Gannon Family Baseball Field at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson and Seth Smitsky with you on WOGO Sports. Cooper Mittermeier, his 80th pitch of the game. This is wide on Nolan Wazaki as McDonald strands a couple base runners in the bottom of the fourth. Top of the fifth now with Bloomer still holding on to a 5-0 lead. Wazaki takes a strike from Cooper Mittermeier again. Nolan Wazaki, the junior left fielder. Pair of runs batted in. Couple singles as well to lead the way on a 2-for-2 afternoon. Mittermeier, the 1-1 pitch, comes in high. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. County Highway I and Chippewa Falls read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Ripped foul along the first baseline for Nolan Wazaki, 2-2. And this would be a key out to get to start the inning the way this junior has batted today.
Well, my wife, she texted in and said no to the long hair, Caleb.
Oh.
And my son
swing and a miss. Down on strikes, nice. Wazaki.
And my son is, he's on the Family Fair Orioles, so
there we go.
Shout out to them.
So we've got a couple things figured out. That was the fifth strikeout of the game for Cooper Mittermeier.
Yeah, Cooper getting stronger as the game goes on.
Absolutely.
You know, he needs a good
65 pitches to get warmed up here, and hey, we're trucking now.
Now he's facing Colin Crane for the third time. Crane struck out, and then an RBI sac fly in the second out to center field to David Anderson. As I recall, that one took Anderson way back. Crane awaits the pitch. That one low and in the dirt from Cooper Mittermeier. One ball, one strike. One away and none on for Bloomer here in the top of the fifth from Casper. Colin Crane again drives one way out to center field, but a little bit shallower run up this time for David Anderson. He gloves and makes the play, and two retired for the Blackhawks.
Good play by David. Those balls, he's underneath them. They're high. So David being able to track it all the way into his glove. Good job by him.
That will bring up Gabriel Hillman, the junior first baseman. Singled left stranded in the first. Struck out in the second as he fouled one back that I'm pretty sure went right over the top of our vantage point here. Because I looked down for a moment to see his stats, and all of a sudden out of the corner of my eye, saw a baseball traveling toward us. So Mittermeier heading the count 0-1. The pitch in there for a strike.
Good pitch.
90th pitch of the game coming up for Cooper Mittermeier. He's ahead in the count 0-2 with two away against Gabriel Hillman. Cooper, the pitch, swinging, strike three, punch him out, and Cooper Mittermeier on his 90th pitch. It's a strikeout, it's dropped in the throw to first in time, but how about Mittermeier? The way he's settled in this game has been remarkable. Six punch-outs now for the McDonald Jr., and we head to the bottom of the fifth with the score remaining. Bloomer 5, McDonald 0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Max Baseball on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming podcast and our sports schedule at WOGO.com. Also, live streaming video and WOGO Sports audio via Max TV, McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org to catch the live stream of today's game, Western Bloomer Belt Conference Varsity Baseball. Your McDonald Max against the Bloomer Blackhawks and Seth Smiski, three straight 1-2-3. Shutout innings for McDonald. Now they just need to get those zeros off the scoreboard on their side.
Yeah, Cooper, he's just getting stronger as the game goes on. It's
90 pitches, but again, the pitch count per inning has really gone down the last three. Again, when you're only facing three batters each time, but he's really looked impressive.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So, yeah, now let's just get these bats rolling and get back in this thing.
Alan Meinen takes ball two in the dirt against Colin Crane. And again, I don't know if you could say McDonald's getting to Colin Crane as they've had a couple base runners aboard the last couple innings, but then Crane struck out three in a row to end the most significant threat for McDonald. But there will be a bit of a pause in the action as Coach Gehrman and catcher Robbie Latz out for a mound conference with Colin Crane right now.
Well, Colin, he throws hard, you know, and you don't know if that's if he can go, you know, 100 pitches throwing that hard,
with no problem, or if you know what's going on here. But he definitely uses a lot of arm.
Staying out there right now.
Fastball. Yep.
68 pitches thrown. Again, 2-0 the count on Alan Meinen, who reached on an error at short in the third. Later stole second, but was left stranded. Crane, the 2-0 pitch, that one high. 3-0 hitters count here for Alan Meinen. We'll try to get on board once again for McDonald. Trailing 5-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Crane comes home with the pitch and finds the mark for a strike. No, missed there.
Yeah, missed.
Four-pitch walk.
Well, that was the right thing to do. Just hold back on that and make him throw you a strike.
Anderson.
That'll bring on David Anderson, the junior center fielder. We saw him strike out back in the third. We'll see if he shows bunt to try to advance the runner here.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do that.
Crane the pitch. Nope, caught the edge. I say inside, and it was, but caught the plate for strike one. 0-1 for David Anderson, Alan Meinen. Taking a nice lead off first. Crane comes home with a pitch. Dribbled beautifully along the third baseline. The throw to first. No way. David Anderson just too fast. He's aboard as he bunts his way to first and advances Meinen. Beautifully done by David Anderson. And runners at first and second with no one out for McDonald.
All right. Good spot to see Eli get going here.
Eli Stepp struck out in the first, patient at bat in the third, reached on a walk.
Number two, Eli Stepp.
Now no one out, runners at first and second for Eli Stepp. Here in the bottom of the fifth. Max on their home field at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. First pitch in for a strike.
Yeah, that low fastball, that's tough. That's a tough pitch.
Runners take their leads at first and second. Colin Crane, a glance back to second, comes home with a pitch, in for a strike, snap throw to first, and might have been in time, but the ball skipped away. Runner takes third as Alan Meinen will advance, and now runners at the corner. So David Anderson dove back into first, and I'm not sure. That was a sharp throw from Robbie Latz to Gabriel Hillman. If Hillman hadn't dropped the ball, I'm not sure if Anderson would have been called out or not, but it would have been close.
It would have been close. So we lucked out there.
Meanwhile,
sure.
The count 1-1.
Yeah, and then Allen got to take an extra base. So
runners at the corners. Crane the pitch, fouled back. As David Anderson got a great jump on that one to advance to second.
Yeah,
except foul.
Eli got a piece of it, so.
Man, Anderson has some speed.
He does.
So 1-2 the count here, Eli Stepp, with runners at first and third. No one out, McDonald trailing 5-0 here, bottom of the fifth. Stepp, the sophomore, facing Crane, the junior. The 1-2 pitch. Inside, David Anderson slides into second for the steal, not even a throw. And now runners in scoring position at second and third for Eli Stepp in a 2-2 count.
Let's go, Eli.
Crane, the pitch. Driven right back to Crane, and it hops off of his thigh. That's going to leave runners safe at first, and it goes over the first baseman's head. Two are going to score for McDonald, and they are on the board 5-2. Bloomer, our score, as Eli Stepp reaches and drives in a pair.
That was a super hard hit by Eli right back at the pitcher, and he had some good speed going down to first base there. And that second baseman, he didn't need to make that throw, but he did, which was good for us. So scored another run. So here we are, 5-2.
So Meinen in to score, Anderson in to score. Eli steps safe at first. Again, probably would have been a one RBI single other than that overthrow at first. Now bunting along the first base line. The throw from Crane to first in time, but advances the runner, Eli Stepp, to second. So Cooper Mittermeier gets his job done on the sacrifice, first out of the inning.
Just about. It was,
16,
that was close, and it was kind of right
Cooper was in the line of the throw, but it just got there before Cooper passed that point. So.
And again, speaking of speed in this lineup, Cooper certainly has plenty as well.
Absolutely.
And now Eli Stepp at second, two runs in, one away, and Cale Holm, the sophomore, comes in. Holm strikes this one way out to shallow right and picked up. Tagging and advancing to third is Eli Stepp, but a nice play there by Braxton Johnson, I believe, the junior right fielder. That looked like that one drop right between Johnson and Strahan.
It had me fooled. The way it jumped off that bat, I thought, oh, this one's dropped, because it was hit like right in the gap. But it just kind of hung up in the air there.
So. The wind gives and the wind takes away, I
guess. Yes,
yes. So now two away for Grant Smiski with a runner at third. McDonald has played it a couple here, now two away. Smiski takes ball one. Meinen has reached on a walk and scored. David Anderson singled and scored. Eli Stepp now at third after a single. With two away and a 1-0 count, Grant Smiski takes ball two. Smiski is 2-for-2.
Oh, they gave him a strike on that.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. It was low, for sure.
So 1-1 the count. 81 pitches now thrown for Colin Crane, as his pitch count has crept up close to Cooper Mittermeier's. The pitch, that one high. 2-1 the count. McDonald held scoreless for the first four innings, but they've broken through for a couple runs here. Trail by 3, 5-2. Would love to get one more. With two outs, Grant Smiski. Howell's one back.
Yeah.
And he wanted that one back.
Yes, he does. He does. You could see it. That was the one to hit right there.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Eli Stepp at third for McDonald. Grant Smiski, number one, the junior, at the plate against Colin Crane. The pitch dribbled right back to Crane. He'll glove and throw to first in time. And so Smiski retired for the first time today, but McDonald gets a little damage done after five completes. Your score, Bloomer 5, McDonald 2. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO Sports.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Well, the Max battling back here as we head to the top of the sixth. Bloomer leads now by just 3-5-2. Cooper Mittermeier back out there. He's thrown 90 pitches. He's worked three straight 1-2-3 innings, up to six strikeouts. Don't get sidelined by a lingering injury. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, CVOSM.com/WOGO.
So we've got a change. Grant's playing catcher, and Eli's playing third base. Otherwise, it looks like...
Teal glove, it looks like. So Smiski at catcher with Thomas Stoffel up to bat for the third time today. And Cooper Mittermeier, the junior, back on the hill for the sixth. Mittermeier misses on pitch one.
Just a little bit outside.
The last two innings, four strikeouts on six batters faced for Cooper Mittermeier. Stoffel ground out his first time at bat, takes a strike. Ground out right back to Mittermeier, actually, in the first, and then in the third, reached on a walk, called out at second.
I wonder if, I'm kind of thinking maybe Eli's coming in to pitch next.
The 1-1, a grounder to second. Lee Brandt throws to Smiski at first for the putout. And the first batter retired once again.
Number 22, Robbie Lutz.
Good play there by Joe Liebrandt, the senior, to Smiski, the sophomore. 4-3 on the ground out there. And Robbie Latz, the sophomore catcher, number 22. Here's third plate appearance. Mittermeier, a drive to short, gloved there. Long throw for Cale Holmes. Smiski not able to make the play as he came off the bag a little bit. That throw dragging him off first just a bit.
Yeah, it was just a little high and
number 13, towards Braxton home or Johnson.
Towards home plate, and Ryan just had to stretch a little too much.
So Latz safely aboard for the second time. Reached on a fielder's choice back in the third. That brings up Braxton Johnson. Johnson singled in the second, grounded into a double play in the third. Mittermeier, the pitch, misses inside. 95 pitches for Cooper Mittermeier. McDonald trailing 5-2 here, bottom of the sixth. Line drive over the head of Cale Holm at short. Retrieved by Anderson in shallow center to hold the runner at second. Braxton Johnson aboard with his second base hit of the afternoon. And that brings up Justin Zwiefelhofer, the junior, with runners at first and second. Zwiefelhofer, the third baseman, hit by a pitch, later scored in the second. A ground out to Joe Liebrandt, last time up in the fourth. One away, but runners at first and second for Bloomer. They've had three straight scoreless innings, looking for some here. Looking for a bunt that time from Justin Zwiefelhofer, not able to execute it.
Yeah, Cooper came with some off speed, kind of threw his timing off on the bunt. So good pitch choice right there.
0-1 the count with one out. Coach A.J. Gehrman, quick conference along the third baseline with Justin Zwiefelhofer. Well, when you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. Heath Slocum Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath, 715-720-4000. Mittermeier. Again, the bunt shown. Smiski will glove bobble a little bit. He'll throw to first in time.
Oh.
Covering there was Joe Liebrandt, maybe a little closer than it needed to be.
I didn't think it was in time, but we'll take it.
You can hear the Bloomer faithful with a few mutterings there. So Johnson advances to second and Latz to third. Two away here on the sacrifice.
Number 5, Ian Prince comes in to run for the catcher, number 22.
So Prince in to run for Robbie Latz. Prince at third for Bloomer. Runners at second and third, two away, but top of the batting order now was Zeke Strand, the center fielder. Struck out his last time up against Cooper Mittermeier. Pitch 99, line drive. This could be trouble. It's going to drop in front of David Anderson. One run is in. The throw from Cale Holm to the plate skips over the catcher's head. Two in for Bloomer. And a stand-up double for Zeke Strand that scores two and makes it 7-2, the Blackhawks.
That's just a good hit. David tried his best to get there, but he just couldn't quite make it. And the throw came into Grant, and it was right in the dirt, bounced right over his head, so was not going to be a play at home.
So Bloomer, three straight scoreless innings, but the two runs that McDonald garnered Last time up are matched here by the Blackhawks, and they have a runner in scoring position at second. First pitch low and inside. Gabe Prince singled and scored with a stolen base in the first, reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the second, struck out his last time up in the fourth. 101st pitch for Cooper Mittermeier, a grounder to second, gloved, throw to first in time as Smisky, another long stretch off of first, but able to hold that tiptoe of the cleat.
Yes, just on the got bag. Him by a cleat there. That was much left on base.
So two runs in for Bloomer. As we head to the bottom of the sixth, the Blackhawks 7, McDonald 2. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Sun-soaked Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. The Bloomer Blackhawks trying to be rude guests here in Chippewa as they lead 7-2 in the bottom of the sixth. Caleb Swenson along with Seth Smisky on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Val Knobloch running the Max TV live stream. You can hear WOGO Sports play-by-play. Watch and listen to this evening's game. Sam Aberley, our producer and board operator, back in the WOGO studios in Halley. Colin Crane has thrown 84 pitches. The junior back out there here for the bottom of the sixth as he will one-hop one in the dirt to his catcher, Robbie Latz. Leadoff batter is Joe Liebrandt, the senior. Grounded into a double play in the second, struck out in the fourth.
Looks like Colin's losing a little bit of his control. I would imagine we'd get a steady dose of fastballs here.
Liebrandt, a big cut, fouls off, pitch two, and Crane ahead in the count. Or actually, one ball and one strike. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Call 723-9490. Liebrandt ducks away from one here. Stop by the office in Chippewa Falls or visit Quality Propane and Fuels. That's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Opening batter here in the bottom of the sixth for McDonald. The pitch. And that one.
Looked like a
I think he caught the inside edge, did he?
Yeah, I think he called that a strike. That's such a tough call.
Liebrandt goes down on strikes with a swinging strike three. First out recorded of the inning for Colin Crane.
At bat for the Max, the designated hitter, number 24,
that is his eighth strikeout.
Mason Bussey.
Brings up Mason Bussey. Bussey 0 for 2 on the day, struck out twice against Colin Crane. Would love to have a little revenge at bat here. Bussey, the sophomore DH, takes strike one.
Yeah, that low pitch that they've been calling a strike, and it kind of got Grant there too. Normally you wouldn't swing at that probably, but when you got strike two.
Bussey takes a cut at the second pitch from Colin Crane, who's officially up to eight strikeouts, officially, unofficially by our account, and looking for more here. Bussey fouls one back.
Yeah, when you get a called strike on that low pitch, you're not going to let another one go by when you're down, when you have two strikes against you. So you're almost forced to swing at this pitch. It's gotten a few of us today.
Crane, the 0-2 against Bussey. That one whistles by inside. Right near the hands. 1-2 with one away, none on for McDonald. Trailing by 5 runs, 7-2 here in the bottom of the sixth. Crane comes home with the pitch, swinging strike 3. Mason Bussey goes down, brings up Ryan Smiski, who was also a strikeout
number
victim
15,
last time up.
Ryan Smiski.
Smiski, the sophomore, ground out in the third, strikeout in the fourth. They'll try and spark something here for McDonald down to their last out in the bottom of the sixth. As Crane has worked quickly through this inning. He's thrown 93 pitches. Crane, the pitch. Missed. Ball. Nope. Got the edge again. 0-1.
Let's jump on one of these here, Ryan.
Smiski fouls one straight back. On deck is Alan Minen, the junior left fielder. David Anderson waiting in the wings. And they can both get on. And 2 outs. 0-2 the count here on Ryan Smiski, the sophomore first baseman. Swinging strike 3. And a 1-2-3 inning as Colin Crane strikes out the side. We move to the seventh. Our score remains Bloomer 7, McDonald 2. We're back in 60 seconds. WOGO Radio and Max TV.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Katie Ruff delivers. Swing and a miss. K stands for Katie. 3 strikeouts in the first inning.
There's a ball to deep center field, and it's out of here. Home run, a 3-run shot for Lauren Shepard. Shepard continuing her hot hitting from Thursday, and the Cardinals now lead it 11-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Eli Stepp on to pitch for McDonald. Hoping to throw up another scoreless frame here at home against Bloomer, and then looking for some fireworks in the bottom of the seventh. Seth Smiski is Colin Crane. We talked about how Cooper Mittermeier got stronger as the game went on, and Colin Crane striking out the side after allowing the first 2 runs of the game for McDonald. Trying to say, well, I can look pretty strong after 90 pitches as well. He's up to 10 strikeouts.
Yeah. He's having a fantastic game, and he's really got some of our batters guessing. You know, you could just tell, like, that last pitch at right hand was up by his head, and you know, he swung at it, so they're not settling in very well. But it'll be interesting to see how Eli came. He pitched an inning against Fall Creek, and he had a really good one, and then he pitched an inning against Stan Lee, and it wasn't so good, so we'll see what happens here.
And facing Nolan Wysocki. First pitch whistles in there for a strike from Eli Stepp, the sophomore. Again, started out as catcher. Today, now behind the dish is Grant Smiski. Stepp, the 0-1, working quickly. That one misses low. Nope.
Oh, got it. Yep.
I shouldn't even say it misses low because that's where the strike zone has been. So.
Yes. And this kind of, Eli's looking a little bit like he did against Fall Creek here.
The 0-2 pitch.
And I probably shouldn't have said that.
Ball, yeah.
Just jinxed him. I should know better.
Wysocki again, 2-for-3 on the day. Pair of base hits. 2 RBI. And a strikeout his last time up. The 0-2. That one knocked along the third baseline. Glove, long throw to Smiski. He comes off the bag but comes back onto it in time for the putout.
It is nice to have that
Cale Holm there from the hot corner.
That extra length on first.
Indeed.
Yes, because there's probably two plays today that somebody about 6'3 needed to make. So
Smisky doing a nice job coming up. That heater from Cale Holm, 5-3 on the putout. First batter retired. Now Colin Crane up. He'll take one low and in the dirt from Eli Stepp. Crane the junior struck out in the first. RBI sack fly in the second. A fly out to center. Last time up in the fifth. Two balls, no strikes on Colin Crane. For Eli Stepp, the sophomore. Stepp comes home with the pitch. That one found the mark. One out, none on here in the Bloomer half of the seventh. They lead 7-2. Eli Stepp, the pitch inside. 3-1 the count for Colin Crane. And again, we've seen his power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does seem like Eli doesn't, he's not going to give him anything to hit.
The 3-1 pitch from Stepp, that one fouled back and out of play. Over the bleachers and actually back out into the woods.
I wonder how many baseballs are out there.
I wonder, too.
It's got to be a few.
So we have another child running over there to grab it. Count has worked full. The 3-2 pitch inside. Colin Crane works a walk.
He didn't miss by much on that one. It didn't look too bad.
Gabe Hillman,
the junior first baseman, pair of strikeouts along with a single back in the first. The junior who bats from the left will face Eli Stepp for the first time tonight. Here on WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Kane takes a lead, grounder right back to Stepp. Throw to second in time. The relay to first. Smisky stretches and not quite able to grab it. So one retired, leadoff man down. As Gabriel Hillman reaches, Crane called out at second.
That was about as close as you could get. Ryan just had to stretch just a little bit too much.
Speaking of stretching, hopefully Ryan stretched out the groin and hamstrings a lot before this game because he's been called upon to really move. Two outs, one on.
Pitch.
Eli Stepp again finds the mark on a strike facing Thomas Stoffel. He's 0-2 with a walk. Stoffel, the senior second baseman. Stepp again working quickly, a little inside on this pitch, 1-1. Gabriel Hillman, the junior, stands at first base. 7-2, Bloomer. We're in the top of the seventh at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Stepp, the pitch. That one over the head of the batter and the catcher Grant Smisky, and will allow Gabriel Hillman to move to second and into scoring position.
One more out. Just settle down, Eli.
Two balls and one strike. On the other side, Colin Crane has thrown 96 pitches, but as strong as he looked, you would assume he's coming back out there. Grounder towards short, tough play there, wheeling and throwing to first in time. What a nice glove grab and smoke on that throw from Cooper Mittermeier. And McDonald plates another scoreless inning. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Your score, Bloomer 7, McDonald 2. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Well, after a scoreless top of the seventh, McDonald trails 7-2, and we'll be facing a new pitcher here in the bottom of the seventh. Looks like Braxton Johnson, the junior, in to pitch. So I was wrong about Colin Crane coming back out there. I guess he'll say, hey, 10 strikeouts, 96 pitches. That'll do me.
Yeah, I kind of thought we'd see him too, but he was kind of, you know, you could tell he was kind of moving his arm a little bit after he pitched, and you know, he got why not save him? He got a good lead.
So Braxton Johnson getting warmed up here. And McDonald will lead off with Alan Minen, the junior. He's been on base each time he's appeared at the plate, reached on an error and stole a base in the third, then walked in the fifth and scored the first run of the game for McDonald. Yeah. To replicate that here.
Alan kind of has just this uncanny ability to get on base. So he's, I don't know what his batting average is, but I bet his on-base percentage is much, much better. He gets there.
Leading off the bottom of the seventh for the McDonald Max.
So Minen, the junior,
Alan
again, lone lefty.
Minen.
In this lineup, typically for McDonald. And facing Braxton Johnson for the first time. Johnson, the righty, watches another strike come in. As Johnson quickly ahead in the count.
Yeah, a little bit of adjustment here. He doesn't quite have the velocity that Colin had. So
the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. As Minen goes down on strikes.
Adam with
so four straight strikeout victims
David
for McDonald.
Anderson.
David Anderson comes up, the junior center fielder. Struck out in the third. Bunted his way aboard in the fifth and scored the second run of the game for McDonald. They trail 7-2, but down to their final two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Johnson comes home with a pitch. Big cut there from David Anderson, fouled it straight back. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. That's Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. The 0-1 pitch in high. And whether you're a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, call H&R Electric. They're your solution. 715-723-2977, 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. David Anderson gets a hold of one and drives it out deep to left. It's over the left fielder's head. Anderson rounding first. He is headed towards second with a stand-up double.
All right, great hit by David. That's got to make him feel good because it's been a while since he's had one like that. So good job. Really like to see that.
So one away and a runner in scoring position for McDonald. Still a lot of work to do this inning, but they've flipped the batting order back to the top with Eli Stepp, the sophomore. He had a two RBI single his last time up. Reached on a walk back in the third and then struck out in the first. Stepp stands in. Ducks below the first pitch from Braxton Johnson. And McDonald was down 5-0 heading into the bottom of the second inning here. And they've battled throughout this one. Eli Stepp again has to duck away from a pitch from Braxton Johnson. Eli digs his way in from that right side. 2-0 the count with a runner with a lot of speed. David Anderson taking a big lead off of Sexton. Second base, and Braxton Johnson comes home with a pitch. And that time, able to find the plate for strike 2-1. The 2-1 pitch also hits the mark. 2-2.
That was pretty much identical to the previous pitch.
One out, one aboard for McDonald. Trailing by five here in the bottom of the second. Johnson, the 2-2 pitch. Eli Stepp takes the ball. Count has worked full for Eli Stepp, the sophomore, who just pitched a scoreless top of the seventh. Looked good doing it.
Yeah, Eli's got some good stuff.
3-2, payoff pitch. Driven along the third baseline, gloved there at third. A long throw across the diamond in time. Anderson, smart base running, will advance to third, but two away for McDonald here in the bottom of the seventh. Stepp is retired. 5-3 on the put out. Cooper Mittermeier comes up.
Oh. This will be the... Yeah, Cooper, you know, he got a hold of that one, that first at bat. And, you know, I'd like to see that again, just get it down a little bit.
Go out to right field in the first inning. Ground outs in the third and fifth. Sacrifice there in a fifth to advance the base runner. Mittermeier takes ball one. And David Anderson at third. McDonald trailing 7-2 with two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Mittermeier drives one to second. Gloved the throw to first in time. And Bloomer moves to 6-2 on the season. McDonald falls to 3-5, and the Blackhawks remain in the Western Clover Belt Conference chase firmly right now. 3-1 in conference play. The Mags drop to 1-5 in Western Clover Belt Conference action. Thank you for joining us. Our Woco postgame coming up next. We are back in 3 minutes here on WOGO as we'll get you those stats, highlights, analysis, conversation with head coach Tim Riemenschneider as well. Once again, your final score, the Bloomer Blackhawks 7, your McDonald Max 2. We're back in 3 on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most. Improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Max Baseball Post Game here on WOGO Sports. Thank you for joining us on Max TV as well. Caleb Swenson and Seth Smisky with you. We'll get you the highlights coming up. We'll chat with head coach Tim Riemenschneider as well. McDonald falls to Bloomer 7-2. And again, you were looking for a W, not an L here on your home field, Seth. But a lot of positives. I'm sure we'll talk with Coach about this as well, too. Again, Cooper Mittermeier, a nice outing and giving up five runs in the first two innings. But he settled down, had three scoreless after that, really did some nice things out there on the mound. And again, we saw the offense slowly against a top flight pitcher in Colin Crane slowly start to work their way back on, get some base runners aboard. Not quite the offensive production that McDonald needed to hang with Bloomer in this game, but overall, again, a strong effort.
Yeah, it was a good effort, and I don't know, you know, how I can't speak for Coach Tim, but you know, it was a good outing. Cooper was solid, and you know, we had that the second where we four runs scored. There was a couple errors there, and then there's just a couple spots in the lineup where we weren't getting any hits. We had some runners in scoring position, but just not able to bring them home. But it was, you know, I know it's 7-2, but it was definitely within reach.
And again, we will hear in the highlights here a lot of things to bounce back from, as we were talking about from that Stanley game where they lost 10-0 and run rule there. And in this game, too, you get down 5-0 going into the bottom of the second, and you could easily just say, hey, it's going that same direction as what we saw Friday night. But instead, we saw a lot of great fight from this team and just some nice things that they did to hang in against a veteran Blackhawks team that probably will contend for the conference title.
Yeah, they turned a nice double play. They almost had a second one. And this is a good lineup for Bloomer, and I mean, they're just really tough at bats, and for Cooper to fight through that, you know, is a testament to his ability to keep a steady head. And but yeah, just, you know, just a few things here and there, and then a couple areas we gotta get the bats going a little bit, and we could be right in these games.
And again, it's just a tough conference, especially when you're facing some of these teams in the upper third of the Western Clover Belt. Again, Bloomer's a bigger school, but it's what you hope battle tests you every single year. And it's a good baseball conference. It's a good baseball area. Again, we know about some of the programs around this area, too, in the summer leagues and such. It's, again, a lot of talented players and a lot of great coaches around this area, too. And so it just galvanizes you, but sometimes you take some lumps along the way.
Yeah, and I, you know, you talking about the conference, yeah, there is a lot of good baseball in this area, and that's why I don't think you see a huge drop off between a freshman and a senior. You know,
yeah,
they're growing up with it, and they come in and they really make a difference. So young team, well-seasoned team, they're all good here.
We'll step out and see if we can chat with head coach Tim Riemenschneider in just a few moments, and we'll also hear our WOGO post-game highlights. Again, Bloomer comes to Casper and gets the job done against McDonald's 7-2, the final score. Back in 60 seconds here on WOGO as our WOGO post-game continues.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Katie Ruff delivers. Swing and a miss. Go. K stands for Katie. Three strikeouts in the first inning.
There's a ball to deep center field, and it's out of here. Home run, a three-run shot for Lauren Shepard. Shepard continuing her hot hitting from Thursday, and the Cardinals now lead it 11-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
WOGO post game here on WOGO Sports. Let's take a listen to some of the calls of the game here on WOGO. Here's how the action sounded on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Well, we'll in a moment here, as soon as Kayla plugs the right cord in, as we continue here on WOGO Sports, let's give these highlights a listen. Mittermeier, the 2-2 pitch, grounder right back to Cooper. It hit him in the throw to the plate for the force. And that took a hop off of Cooper Mittermeier, and he's probably rubbing the hammy a little bit there.
Knocked his glove right off, but he still kept his composure and grabbed it and got the ball to Eli at home. So
Zaki's out there at second. He's got a pair of RBIs on a 2-for-2 afternoon. Gannon Family Baseball Field here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Mittermeier glanced back to second. The 1-2 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Punch him out, and Cooper Mittermeier gets McDonald out of the inning. But some damage done by Bloomer. Black arm sleeve. Got the eye black on there. Just, again, when you're that tall and standing up on the hill. Two balls and two strikes. Grant Smiske stands in, and Smiske drives one right past second for a base hit to start the inning the right way for McDonald.
There you go. Good.
Still some light blue skies out beyond the outfield trees. Thankfully not the rain we saw about an hour before game time. Grounder right back to first. Throw to second for one. The relay in time.
Double play for
McDonald ends the inning. 6-4-3. Actually, no, I think it'd go 1-6-3 would be how we'd score that one as McDonald throws. And we'll pause the highlights here as head coach Tim Riemenschneider joins us here. McDonald falling 7-2 to Bloomer here in Western Clover Belt Conference play. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. And again, we talked before the game about that game Friday night against Stanley. This was a game, again, Seth and I were just talking about it, where you got down early 5-0 after an inning and a half, but the boys didn't fold. Instead, they fought back in this one.
Absolutely. The boys fought hard. You know, it was a bounce-back game for us. Like we said, Friday wasn't a good turnout. Tonight, they fought hard. They beat us with some hits early that got through, but we pretty much played air-free baseball, and that was our goal. And they got up early. We battled back, but we just fell short.
We really saw Cooper Mittermeier settle into this game, too, again, after giving up five runs in the first couple innings. And we saw him really seem to get stronger and stronger as he's thrown 80, 90-plus pitches. He really looked good.
Yeah, he does. He does a nice job with that. He kind of pitches the same the whole game. You don't know if he's pitching the 20th pitch or the 80th. He seems consistent all the way through. It's just unfortunate he got his pitch count up early. But he gave us a full six innings, which we're really proud of.
Offensively, you were facing a really strong pitcher in Colin Crane here. What were you pleased with the way the guys were able to battle against him?
Well, a lot of them had some quality at-bats. We were hoping for a few more. Our goal was to get him out in the fifth inning with the pitch count, but he made it through six on us, right? So he's a good pitcher. The kids got some quality at-bats, a few more. We would have got them out early, but they went in there, and we got some hits on them, and they didn't quit. That's probably the fastest we've seen this year and the best locating we've seen this year.
Well, Coach, again, as always, you guys battling, making it entertaining as well, too. And we were just talking about this a moment before, too, and Coach Gehrman told us this before the game. I mean, this, again, is a quality baseball conference, and so you're not going to get a let-up any game, and Bloomer's a team that probably will be contending here at the end of the season for this conference championship. So, again, get another shot at them later, hopefully, but today, a good battle and an entertaining baseball game.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate your time, Head Coach Tim Riemenschneider, as we'll continue with our post-game highlights here on WOG. 5-0 here. We are in the top of the fourth. And Chi-Hi baseball and softball, last two evenings of this week. Big swing and a miss, and Cooper Mittermeier punch him out.
Got him with the changeup.
Send Zeke Strand down on strikes. So again, Mittermeier working his way ahead in the count very early here with Nolan Wazaki on deck, and you don't want to let him up with anyone on base right now. He's 2-for-2 with a pair of runs batted in. The 0-2 pitch from Mittermeier. Swinging, strike three. They go down in sequence here in the first.
For sure. Now, you know, we're going to get another inning if all goes well. So, yeah, great inning.
It looked really strong in that, inducing a ground out and then two strikeouts to end the inning and send Bloomer down 1-2-3. A dribbler right in front of the plate for Cale Holmes. He's got a long run to beat this one out. There's going to be no play as Cale Holmes sprints to first and the leadoff man aboard for McDonald. First baseline there and then keep on rolling. We'll do it again, 2-2 as the sun comes out. A dribbler along the third baseline. Long run over for Crane. He's going to throw to first and not in time as Smiskey beats it out. Safe at first and second. He's ahead in the count 0-2 with two away against Gabriel Hillman. Cooper, the pitch swinging. Strike three. Punch him out. And Cooper Mittermeier on his 90th pitch. It's a strikeout, it's dropped, and the throw to first in time. But how about Mittermeier? The way he's settled in this game has been remarkable. Six punch-outs now for the McDonald Jr., and we head to the bottom of the fifth with the score inside, and it was, but caught the plate for strike one. 0-1 for David Anderson, Alan Meinen taking a nice lead off first. Crane comes home with a pitch. Dribbled beautifully along the third baseline. The throw to first, no way. David Anderson just too fast. He's aboard as he bunts his way to first and advances Meinen.
Let's go, Eli.
Crane, the pitch. Driven right back to Crane, and it hops off of his thigh. That's going to leave runner safe at first, and it goes over the first baseman's head. Two are going to score for McDonald, and they are on the board 5-2. Bloomer, our score, as Eli Stepp reaches and drives in a pair. On the other side, Colin Crane has thrown 96 pitches, but as strong as he looked, you would assume he's coming back out there. Grounder towards short, tough play there, wheeling and throwing to first in time. What a nice glove grab and smoke on that throw from Cooper Mittermeier. And McDonald plates another scoreless inning. We had 5-7-2-3-29-77, 7-2-3-29-77. H&R Electric proud to back the Max. David Anderson gets a hold of one and drives it out deep to left. It's over the left fielder's head. Anderson rounding first. He is headed towards second with a stand-up double.
All right. Great hit by David.
And those are your highlights here on WOGO, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. As we finish up the broadcast here, Seth Smiskey, again, we'll see McDonald later on this season as well, but certainly things to build on, but also, again, saying, hey, we've got to buckle down and try to start getting some wins here in conference, and maybe it starts by trying to move back into the middle of the pack here in the conference standings, and as quickly as the baseball season goes, playoffs not too far away as well.
Yeah, there was some really good things in that game. You know, a double play, that play that Cooper made, getting that grounder over to first later in the game, and one Grant had a really tough at bat. You know, got the pitch count up, and one really cool thing to see was that hit by David.
Yeah,
you know, you never know what could trigger something and start something. You know, and if we could get David going, but you know, if we can just get some, you know, just more quality at bats. You know, like Coach Tim was saying. You know, and I mean, I think Colin really had a couple guys guessing and just, you know, 1-2-3
you know, four pitches at most, or, you know, four or five at most. And so, yeah, if we can just get the bats going a little bit here, and but that's way easier said than done, you know.
Indeed.
The defense, I think, will come. I truly believe that. And the bats, you know, that's another thing. But, you know, these guys are competitors, and they're all really good athletes. And I think we'll get there.
And, again, I think we've seen in just the games we've observed this season some nice things on the mound from Carson Galvez. Cooper Mittermeier really was impressive today. And we've also seen David Anderson and now Eli Stapp come in and do some really nice things as well in relief. And so, again, when you're building up your stable of arms, just getting some confidence as well for the young men that you're asking to go out there and pitch, there's just some nice things to build on. And hopefully, again, pitching usually is what's going to carry you deep in the postseason, and that's what McDonald is certainly hoping for as well.
Yeah, and, you know, it would be nice maybe to get one more starting pitcher in the lineup. So they've been pitching some guys down on JV, looking for maybe somebody that could come in. So you know, that I think that would help us as well. But I don't know. I feel like we're close.
Again, McDonald falls today 7-2 to Bloomer. They're 3-5 on the season, 1-5 in Western Cloverbelt Conference play. The Blackhawks move to 6-2 and 3-1 in the conference. Next time we'll see these Max boys. A little uncertain here originally on our schedule. We had a May 6th game at Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. It appears that game is no longer happening. And so we will see again where we might be able to pick up a McDonald game along the line. So again, stay tuned to WOGO.com and our WOGO Sports social media next time out for the Lady Max. 1 week from this afternoon, a doubleheader down at Osseo Fairchild, 3:40 p.m. Myself and Chris Malika on the call. Looking forward to that one. Cardinals baseball Chi-High action on Thursday with Halvo on the call. Our first look at Chi-High baseball as they will be here at Casper against Rice Lake. And then weather permitting, a doubleheader with Lady Cardinals softball this Friday afternoon and evening against Superior. Again, updates WOGO Radio on Twitter, WOGO Sports, Twitter and Facebook, and also WOGO.com, as we will update you as this very interesting weather-wise spring sports season continues. Thank you so much, as always, to our board operator, Sam Aberle, back at the WOGO studios in Halley, to Val Knobloch for his wonderful work with the Max TV live stream, and to all the advertisers making these broadcasts possible. Thank you to Seth Smisky as well for joining me today from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. For Seth, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying good evening from beautiful Casper Park in Chippewa. Once again, your final score in Western Cloverbelt Conference Baseball, the Bloomer Blackhawks 7, your McDonald Max 2. This has been McDonald Baseball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa.
WOGO, your sports station. Coverage of the Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken and Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, and Wynn Family Dentistry. Thank you for listening to McDonald Max Baseball on WOGO. This has been McDonald Baseball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO Max, your sports station.